Welcome back to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast. I'm Hamza, along with Dodge,
yo,
Harry,
good,
and T-Rain.
Yo.
And we're back covering the NBA Finals with... Did we even get to cover any of the first games?
Or
this is our first time? Yeah, this is our first time covering the first three games where Denver is now up 2-1 to Miami Heat.
Yes, sir.
And thoughts so far on the series overall?
I think the Heat are just playing better than I expected. I thought it would be like 3-0 by now, but they're kind of holding their own. I know they lost last game, but that was because the Nuggets are kind of...
Side note, we all took the Nuggets when we were guessing if it was Boston or the Heat that would be playing the finals. We all took the Nuggets.
Regardless.
Jokic dropping triple-doubles. Double-doubles.
It's not far from what we expected. I think I said Nuggets in five, I'm pretty sure. Like, regardless, if it was the Celtics or the Heat, I'm pretty sure I said Nuggets in five. So
I said 5-2.
They're on the pace right now. They're on the pace. Tonight's game four, you know, as we're recording. So Nuggets should win that. It'll be 3-1.
Interesting.
Back in Denver, close it out. That's what I think is going to happen. But
I think it's
pretty much what we expected, right? Like, how do the Heat stop Jokic? You really don't. Like, the worst game he had, and it wasn't even a bad game, like, the worst game he had that affected the game that the Nuggets didn't play that well was when he scored 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's a bad game for him, then you can't do much.
That wasn't much of a bad game for him. It was
that's
just
what
like,
I'm saying. Like,
everybody
I'm,
else didn't really score. They were played bad defense.
The only time I heard that throughout these last few weeks is, like, oh, Jokic didn't have as good as a game as usual, like, or an impact on the game as usual is when he scored 40.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, like, he only scored 40 because no one else was doing shit. So.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And even then, this last game, game three, Jokic and Murray both went off. And, you know, all, like, the role players that, like, you know, we've been talking about and hyping up, like, they really didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think three of the role players, I'm not sure, I think MPJ, Bruce Brown, and KCP, I think they combined, like, 1-for-8 from three.
Yeah.
Those three players.
In game three?
Yeah, and like those three players have been like their three like best role players. Yeah. And, like,
I think they're rookie. Also
and they only went 1-for-8 from three.
Yeah.
And Jokic and Murray had to carry that.
Yeah.
Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon, KCP, Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
All at one.
Bro, like.
But you put Jeff Green in there, Braun in there.
That's why.
Supposed to make some sort of impact.
That's why Murray had to go off. Murray's been a little quiet. Like, we haven't seen his crazy outburst game, but then he had that in game three, so.
It was just quiet in game two.
Definitely took the Nuggets over the line. Yeah, but he hasn't had, you know what I'm saying? He hasn't had like that crazy, like 30, 35 point, like crazy takeover game until game three. Until game three is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He hit that triple double.
We expecting 30
points. Yeah, bro. From Jamal Murray? Yeah, bro. Like the way he's been going off, this, especially against the Lakers, I mean.
Jokic with another 21.
That's been the recipe.
21 10, 21 rebounding game.
Yeah.
That's insane. He had 32, 21, and 10.
Best player in the league. Best player in the league.
Agreed.
Best player in the world.
Playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, playoffs.
No, he's best player in the world.
Playoffs. Right,
period.
Yeah. He's insane right now.
Who could you argue is better than Jokic right now? Like, even if the Nuggets don't win the series, which they probably will, but if the next season starts, Jokic has to be the number one best player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see anybody playing better than him at his position. The way he finishes in the paint, the threes that just...
He can hit mid-range.
Just wet.
Fadeaways.
It's not even like
he mid-range. He can hit a three, but he doesn't go for threes. That's his like last resort shot.
No, if he's wide open, even if he's wide open, he legit pump fake and run right past you and then bump you. But
even if he's not open...
Bro, every time he shoots...
Remember what he did on
every time, above the head shot.
Every time he shoots a three, like you expect it to go in.
Yeah.
Just because like he doesn't shoot that high volume, but when he shoots them, it's like... His form is just like so like
it works for him
so it's like every time he shoots you like oh that's gonna win.
So he has such high arcing shots on everything, like any shot he takes
it's unblockable.
Exactly.
He just moves in slow motion. He moves in slow motion, but it's not slow motion.
It looks like it's slow motion.
I don't know how to explain it, but
his own pace.
He
makes a game. He plays a game rather than like letting the game play him.
It's like Luka a little bit has like nobody can speed him up or slow him down. Like whatever they do it at their pace. Mm-hmm. And like
it's like European motion, no one, dude. Yeah, can't stop it.
Dead ass. Like
Bo said, I don't know if both. I know Luka said it, but European basketball is kind of harder.
I mean, yeah, the court is smaller.
More physical.
There's no like 3-second. I think And so like there's just people standing in the paint at all times.
You
so
gotta finish.
You have to be like really, really good at like fundamentally.
I think that's why he just finishes the paint so well. Like he doesn't even shoot mid range, but he's just
the
right there.
The person who's guarding him can't, finger roll, they can't like, just like, sit and stand there like this.
Even if they do,
they have to be moving around.
Even if they do. Like yeah, Bam out of body, he's going over them with like right hand.
Bam's also like 6'10" and Jokic is like a good 7'1"
Probably got 50 pounds over him.
Probably 40, 50, probably, yeah. Which is insane. And he's still, like, you would expect, like, not like, everybody always says, like, Jokic is, like, so slow. He's like, but, like, if you ever actually see him running down the court, like, trying to run the break, he's legit one of the faster players out there. He just doesn't, I feel like he just doesn't use his speed as much, like, straight sprint down the floor. Like, that's not his game. He's not Giannis, like.
Most of the time he doesn't.
Like, you know how Giannis, like, we know he runs, like, 5 steps down the floor, running dunk. Like, that's what he does, right? Mm-hmm. But Jokic would be running down the floor, like, full speed, but then he'd, like, dish it out. So we don't really. We don't really think he's that fast. He just doesn't use it that much.
But he doesn't. He doesn't need to.
A couple exactly, times. Exactly.
That's not what his game. It's not what his game needs.
Because Heat are such a like a fast transition team.
They have to push.
There
the
was
pace.
A couple of times I saw like Jokic in a full sprint. He's not slow,
bro. He
like,
has.
You can't say he's slow.
He has big ass strides. Yeah. So I mean, like he just literally doesn't use his speed in his game. It's all just like the same tempo, and getting to the offense and. Run
even,
the sets.
Even when you think you've like locked him up offensively, like you haven't, just because he'll go for a crazy drive and just pass it.
If
at
he's
the
not
end.
Doing one thing right, like scoring or rebounding or whatever, passing, the rest of the things he can do, they're all going to be at an elite level. Mm-hmm. If he's not doing one right, he can still impact a game. It's not like
exactly.
It's not like he's MPJ. Like we're like if MPJ is not shooting well, then he's literally invisible.
He's just there. Yeah.
If like Duncan Robinson is not making threes, he's literally invisible. Like. I know I'm comparing him to these random like role players, but he can do everything, bro.
No,
it's kind of scary. He can do everything on the court.
If you want to compare him to anybody, you'd be comparing him to Wilt or
I don't even know who to compare him to.
Abdul. I mean, he's the first guy since the 70s to drop 30, 20, and 10. And I think the thing is that he's changing is aside from talking about people like Giannis or Shaq is dominating in the paint, dunking the ball is like so like that's their form of being dominant. But for him, it's like he's just. Dominates on all levels, in all three categories, whether it's passing, rebounding, and shooting.
And he's good at defense too.
Yeah,
bro.
He dominates in different ways. He doesn't need to dunk the ball inside. He doesn't need to run.
He doesn't need to chase down and block.
He doesn't need to do all that. He can beat you up in the paint with finesse and little energy to use. He'll throw it over. He doesn't need to dunk.
It's all IQ, bro. It's all IQ.
Literally, like it's so hard to stop a player like that. And then the role players for the Nuggets have been.
Been okay.
They've been good.
They've been okay.
Aaron Gordon has been
okay. Like the second game, he didn't do shit.
On defense.
For sure. I mean, he's a big body, but I'm saying like if the role players showed up in that second game, it would be 3-0 right now. It'd be 3-0 right now. So
I mean it could have went to OT. It came down to the last shot.
Came down to the last shot, and Murray had a pretty like average game the second game.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the role players didn't show up. It was literally just Jokic. So like we said before, like if the role players show up, I mean, we know they have a deeper bench than the Heat do. This series should be pretty easy for the Nuggets. Yeah.
Speaking of role players for the Heat, we haven't talked much about them, but their role players...
They deserve respect.
Except for the first game, I think their role players have been very solid. I don't even know if you want to call them role players at this point.
Yeah, I don't even know what to call them. I don't even know what to call them, bro.
J. Cole like, boys.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Caleb Barnes hasn't been... Caleb Barnes that we saw last series, but he's still been solid. It's like I think he was
Strauss
like
hasn't been playing. Like he had second game, I think it was he did decent, but first game, second game, third game, he hasn't done much.
Yeah, 10 points is not going to cut it, and 32 points for Caleb Martin in that third
Plus,
game.
I think they're supposed to have Tyler Hero back by now, but he's like not even close to returning.
I just think they were saying that just to like throw off the Nuggets game plan, just so like they could whatever time the Nuggets spent like game planning for Hero would take away from the actual game plan. So maybe it was a little mind games, like, you know, we see sometimes that coaches do, but I don't know. I don't think the Heat should be counting on Hero at all because he hasn't been in the rotation and just the beginning of the playoffs.
It's going to be a different game
plan. They're low-key just playing, like, a different way than they were those games when Hero was playing. All the role players know exactly where they fit in now. Gabe, and you bring in Hero, it's kind of like, all right, then where do these other guys fit in?
You're taking minutes away.
He gets a lot of minutes because he's one of their highest-paid players, but... You don't know if he's going to come back 100%, like 80%.
Yeah.
Is his shooting stroke going to be there? Like, can he play a lot of minutes? Like, I feel like this is going to be weird. Like, unless they go down like 3-1 or something, like there's no point in rushing back.
That's true.
There's no point. I feel like just ride out with the guys who've been carrying you this far.
So I know we say that it's impossible to stop Jokic, but like if you're the Miami Heat, what do you do?
I mean,
what's the best way?
I genuinely don't see. The only way to slow him down is doubling him. And even then, he's just going to find the pass. No, he's going to find the pass every single time, and you just have to hope those guys don't make the shots. Yeah. That's literally all you can do.
Like don't let him. But then
I genuinely can't tell you how make your own shots.
But like you hit threes, like, don't let him hit threes.
Like if it was Giannis, you'd be like, all right, force him like to the three and don't let him drive. Mm-hmm. Wall up, right? You can wall up against Jokic too, but he's he can still hit that shot, or he can still make every pass.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. I'm not a fucking analyst, bro. Like Hall of Fame analyst. I don't know what to tell you.
The thing I've seen online and with stats and all that, the most duos with like assisting each other and all that. So in saying that you would double Jokic, Jokic has the most passes to Aaron Gordon.
Exactly.
Most assists. Like, I think the second duo in the league with most assists, like Jokic to
Murray
Aaron Gordon.
Murray and Jokic, right?
And then that's like in the top five as well.
Bro, that's what I'm
saying. So like he's going to pass it either way.
And if you don't double him, he's going for 30. He's going for 30 points, easy.
But apparently, I don't know who it was, some analyst or something like that. I saw like speak about it, or I think maybe even the Miami coach. I think he said, the focal point here is not Jokic, it's the people around him.
Yeah,
I think it should be Murray
go
as
ahead,
well.
Go ahead,
and there should be more focus on Murray as well.
You could double Murray,
and we saw.
You have to hope the MPJ doesn't go off.
In that Miami game where Jokic dropped 41 points and Murray was struggling,
didn't do that good. They won, but that was also because Murray was off and the role players were off. Yeah. So if they double Murray. You have to hope Aaron Gordon is not going to drive every time because he's going to be open.
He's crazy in the paint.
He's going to be open. If you're doubling one person, that means Aaron Gordon's going to be open, right? Or or KCP is going to be on the three-point line open, or MPJ or fucking Brown. Like Christian Brown has been playing good out of nowhere. They just have players, bro. I can't tell you. I cannot tell you how to slow down the Nuggets offense.
Yeah.
Once they're rolling...
You really just got to outscore them.
Like, once they're rolling, they'll go on like a 20-5 run, and then you generally don't have any answers. It's like the Heat have to make these tough-ass shots just to stay in the game. Like, tough contested threes, or like Bam is taking like 10 shots a quarter trying to like keep up with the pace. But
So Bam scored 22-17 rebounds. And Jimmy?
He's been good.
28 points. I just don't see anyone scoring more than 15 other than that. Like, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Marin, Duncan Robinson, they have their like
spurts,
right? Yeah. But like, that's not sustainable. Not we said all. That before. Not sustainable. Bro,
go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm done.
I was like, we said this like a couple weeks ago where like the Heat in the regular season were like literally at the bottom of so many offensive like rankings. Yeah. Like, they can't sustain that kind of. They had the craziest, like, it's not a Linsanity run because, like, they did it for the whole playoff. So I don't want to call it a Linsanity run, but, like, the streak that they went on from, like, the first game until all the way to the finals was, like, not, like, in character. It was completely out of character for the Heat. The threes they were making, like, the pace they were making them at, the volume they were shooting at, they were not doing that the entire regular season. And that's with Hero playing. So when Hero went out, who's one of their better shooters, and they start going on this crazy run, it's like, all right, that's not sustainable, like you just said. And we're seeing that right now. We're seeing, especially the first game, we saw no shots were falling. Even the second game, not even that many shots were falling. It's just the Nuggets kind of had it off. Like, their shots weren't falling. But I'm telling you, the Heat, if one of their role players doesn't have, like, a out-of-body experience and score, like, 25 points, like Caleb Martin can, like, he can, but I'm saying it's not reliable. It's not reliable at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to say.
Who will be, like... I mean, every other night you have to hope for one of them to show up. I mean,
like, I don't want to say let's have a conversation about Butler because he's been amazing this whole playoffs. Yeah.
I think game one hasn't been good.
We haven't seen like a playoff Jimmy type game since last round, like the beginning of last round.
Game three was kind of.
How many points did he have?
28.
That's not like. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
he
hasn't had that like 30, 40, 50 point. Yeah, like, bro, remember that game where he scored 56 or 52?
We scored that like game winning.
Yeah. And then he scored like 30 or 40, like a lot of games in the last series. But
I agree with that.
He's been playing well. Yeah. But I feel like he hasn't had that game where he's taken over and he's been like the best player on the court. Yeah. And it's hard to do that because Jokic is there. But I'm saying the Heat. We're only going as far as Jimmy Butler was going these whole playoffs.
Yeah. If you also look at it, Jimmy Butler is a free throw guy. Yeah, he gets a lot of calls. Yeah. He's not been getting those right now. Yeah, like last game, he only got took six attempts.
Yep.
That's not
six is not.
Yeah.
Not what you need to do.
He does a lot of the same things in every game, and he's always to the right side. He's gonna drive to the bucket, stop, turn around, fade away, or get a foul. I think they got to figure it out.
I'm not saying he's playing bad.
No, I'm just
saying for the Heat to like have a chance to take over or a chance to take it like farther in the series, like six, seven games, he has to have one of those like playoff Jimmy team games.
Yeah.
They were calling him the son of MJ. Like three weeks ago, they were like, yo, Jimmy Butler's one of the best playoff performers ever, which like statistically he has been
In this playoffs.
But in these finals, he needs to have that game for them to have a chance. He could have that tonight. Like, we could record this and shit on him all we want, and like, tonight he'll just have, like,
drop
50-40 points, and we'll be like, all right, well, there it is. But
we're to play tonight.
But even
they genuinely need that game, bro.
Even then,
Bam is not going to carry him like that.
Yeah, even then, I mean, hopefully Bam would also drop 20 points.
Game three?
I'm saying Bam's going to have 20 and 10, 20 and 15, but he's not going to... He can't be the best player in the Heat and have them.
I understand that, but like somebody else has to step up. Like with Jimmy going off, like someone else has to also be dropping
Vincent
points.
Vincent Gabe, I think, bro, he's doing a good job. Gabe Vincent.
Is it Vincent Gabe?
What?
Vincent Gabe, University of
Vincent Gabe. Okay. Yep.
But he's doing good, decent. Bro. But again,
he's a good player.
You need one player like on Denver. If you took Jokic out of that and replaced him with anything, I don't think that team would be successful at all, right?
Two-time MVP.
The extent that they are now, they would be nowhere close to that. They'd be like bottom or middle of the pack.
Is them two-time MVP?
That's
Jimmy Butler. I feel like it's kind of harsh to expect the same type of performance from him.
What do you mean? Like what I said? You think that's harsh?
No. I know that he needs to be the.
I said for the Heat to like have a chance in a series, he has to have that kind of game. We haven't seen that in like 2-3 weeks now. And I don't know if he's hurt or if he's worn down, because I believe it. After playing all those minutes, he plays a lot of minutes. Puts a lot of like physical stress. He doesn't just take threes like Curry. He's running in the lane, bumping mid-range, bumping at the hoop.
He's there on defense.
I could believe he's a little worn down. Mm-hmm. He's playing legit like 40-44 minutes a game. Like
crazy thing.
And he's still,
everybody calls Jokic unfit. He's playing 40 minutes
a game, and he's playing in the paint.
I think he had 44.
Bringing the ball up the floor all the time. You know how like, but I don't think people understand like.
Jokic, have you noticed?
Just because he doesn't have a six pack doesn't mean he's not shit.
Unless he's shooting like threes, almost all his points come in the paint. Literally like jump shots on top of the key, fucking
floaters,
spinning, all
spinning, running layups. Yeah. Bro, he can do everything. But that's if like you were saying, if Gabe Vincent has to show up, he went 2-for-10 last game.
Gabe Vincent.
And we saw Gabe Vincent have some crazy games this playoffs too. But
I think it's Caleb Martin and Strus. They need a the rest of the three.
No, it's everybody, bro.
I agree. But
Martin, Jimmy Strus, Butler, Vincent, Bam,
Duncan.
Vincent. They Duncan all Robinson had decent games, if not good games, in this finals.
But we've seen them have like amazing
blowout.
Games.
Yeah.
We've seen those role players go crazy this playoff run, which is why we're like, this team's an anomaly. Like we've never seen it like this.
That's crazy.
Fucking 3, 4, 5 undrafted players
having one win.
No, it's respectable. Like even if they lose right now and it's like 4-1, it's so respectable.
Exactly.
Because the Lakers, the Lakers didn't even win one game. And if the Heat won one game and get gentlemen sweep, it's like all right, cool. Like the Nuggets are that much better than them. But
also a lot of
I want it to be a good series. So I want Butler to go off and maybe win one more. But I don't think it'll happen.
There are so many people out there calling this like one of the most boring finals ever.
Bro,
I call casuals, the biggest cap.
It's casuals. It's
this is some of the best basketball you can actually see. Like, the way they run, adjustments.
I think it's for like the fan who like doesn't play a lot of basketball but just watches it because like the big names in the sport and like the dunks and the Curry threes. They're like, all right, like where's LeBron? Where's KD? Where's Curry? We don't want to watch this. Where's Giannis? But for the person who like actually like plays basketball or watches basketball or like knows it at like a deeper level kind of like. This is a really fucking good
Not
series,
just the
bro.
Big name. Like you said, not just the big name.
It's a
not
really
just,
good
oh,
series.
I want to see Giannis. I want to see LeBron. I want to see KD. Yeah, I want to see Steph Curry.
Like, genuinely, like I don't really care. I just want to see good basketball.
If you like good basketball, this is good basketball. It's like, as good as it gets.
Two of the best coaches in the playoffs kind of made it through, and they're facing off against each other. We've seen good adjustments.
Mike McGlone has really impressed me. I thought he was like a decent coach.
He's a really good coach.
But he's insane.
And after like every game, we're seeing like these analyses come out of like how even just like the players are recognizing like the other teams like plays and shit. Like you guys saw all that stuff, right? Like Well, I know it was like pretty basic stuff. Like that video where like Jokic was like did like the pistol sign because like right away he knew like the Heat were gonna go into like a pistol offense or like the Heat recognized that the Nuggets were doing all just like switching and stuff. Like not even the coaches, like, the players recognize you like right away. Like. They're doing this, they're doing that. So it's just like high level basketball, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't know what more you could want. Yeah, a little bit like, not small market. Sure, Miami's small big. But
this is big. A team, an eighth seed with undrafted players to be in the finals is crazy. How would you not want to watch
that? It's the second time ever an eighth seed's been in the finals. Yeah. And the first time ever they've been in the finals with a full season.
Yeah.
The last time the 8th seed made it was when it was like a strike season. So it wasn't like a full. Didn't and this is the first time the 8th seed has actually won a game in the finals. Yeah. Bro, so they've already made history.
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy Butler called this last year in the conference finals.
No, I'm going to be there.
He was like, I'll be there in the finals. Yeah. We just need a couple more adjustments.
Bro, even last year, that game seven, remember they made that run. The Heat made that run back and almost won game seven. Mm-hmm. But, and remember Jimmy Butler took that pull up. Three and hit off the bank and still almost went in.
We talked about that.
Remember that?
I remember that.
Bro, if they won that game, they would have been the finals like last year too. Yeah. And the fact that they went to game seven again this year and the Heat convincingly won that one, bro, props to the Heat, bro. Three out of four conferences, like conference finals.
And the Sixers really kept Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler.
Here we go.
It's facts, though. Like, it's super facts. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. Like,
There's a reason that was Kawhi, a franchise played in hustle.
Kawhi ended the Sixers.
It was hustle. They chose the fucking Sixers for a reason.
When I don't think Jimmy got along with
when Kawhi hit that fucking buzzer beater in the playoffs, it made Jimmy like, you know what? I can't win with these bums, you know.
Yeah. But it wasn't them. Or it wasn't Jimmy Butler, it was them.
Butler was there.
No, I know.
I'm just saying like
I don't think he got along with Embiid like that. I don't think they were like
I think he did.
But they did. Joel loves
there was some shit they said off camera.
I think it was Ben Simmons more than Embiid probably.
That's also
because Jimmy Butler left the Wolves because they weren't super into like winning and working hard. And we know Kat is like a good player, but he's not like working out 25/7 like LeBron or like focused on doing this and doing that. He went to the Sixers and Embiid's not really like that either, but he's so talented that like he can get away with it.
Yeah.
I think he probably saw that in Ben Simmons too. Like this guy's not a grinder. He's not a hustler. Mm-hmm. Like
y'all heard the story with the Wolves, right?
Yeah.
And then practice
story. That's what I'm talking about.
He beat the starters and just by the time they asked for it,
he was already doing an interview. Yeah,
these guys suck.
Bro, like, genuinely, he's a different. He's
yeah, like, all right, run it back. Jimmy, where you at? Shouts out there somewhere making fucking.
He's on TV.
I think it was, if you guys don't watch it, like the Paul George podcast is actually really good podcast. Mm-hmm. Like,
Rotator Cuff.
It's fucked up, but he's actually like really good at like talking his way through his podcast and shit. Yeah. He was saying something about Jimmy Butler, like, people with like that kind of talent that like Butler has, not many players have that level of talent and then also have that level of drive.
Exactly.
Yeah. To where like he's playing or hustling like he doesn't have that talent. He's still playing like he's like fighting for his spot. Mm-hmm. Like that's completely facts.
Bro,
like,
his life story is
like,
fucking crazy.
You can only name like four or five players in the league. Yeah. Like maybe like Giannis, you could put Giannis in there, like LeBron a few years ago, right? Like
those are hungry people.
Like players who literally like are playing from minute one to like minute 48, like they're never gonna play a game again. Like that's really rare to find.
Every game is that
very, very rare to find.
Unlike AD,
AD
is now one of those people.
Unlike a lot of players, unlike Embiid or Harden,
Harden plays every single fucking game he can.
But
that's
like Butler.
Butler is fucking, they're different people.
It's different people. No, even the personality matters a lot too. Like, Butler's rubbing off on all the Heat teammates, bro. That's why they have that grit to them. I mean, that's Heat culture, but.
Yeah. It's going to be big culture if they won.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know what to say. I think the Nuggets are going to take it in five. Mm-hmm. You got any other predictions?
I got Heat.
Heat in seven, bro. I think he'll win tonight. I want them to win tonight, so it's a series. So it's, 2-2.
Both the coaches, they're so good that they learn more from a loss than a
great,
win.
They're great at adjusting.
So, like, what happened in last game, I think Spoelstra is going to cook something up, get somebody open.
What the fuck are they going to cook
I don't up? Know, bro. But Spoelstra has been impressive. He's going to make them watch one more motivational movie that they won't talk about.
Yeah, okay. I saw that shit.
The fuck do they watch?
I don't even know, bro.
It's the longest yard, I bet.
Bro, like...
The script is unfolding.
I want to see that movie.
Nothing they can watch is going to stop Jokic. I'll tell you that.
The script is unfolding.
What's the script?
The script could go either way.
Oh, give me the script. Why is this dude watching Wizards fucking box score right now? What is this shit?
I'm reminiscing.
You got Wizards stats I'm on reminiscing, his laptop. Like, we're not talking about the finals.
I'm reminiscing.
What the fuck is going on?
You've been awfully quiet.
I'm reminiscing, but as I'm talking about the script, I feel like it is unfolding in a very, very beautiful way.
So
it can go either way, actually.
So who are you picking? What's your prediction?
I think the script is going to go like this. The Heat win 2-2. The Nuggets win buzzer beater next game.
Shit. You got it down to a T.
If this happens, we're going to make a crazy video.
Nuggets win buzzer beater next game.
You
got
to do that background music.
That's it. Oh, okay.
Isn't this concerning?
It's 3-2 now. It's 3-2 now. The Nuggets win by 15. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not going to say that. Nuggets win, okay?
Okay.
Nuggets just win. All right. So it's going to be 4-2.
4-2.
All right?
4-2 Nuggets.
Game.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be nice, bro. I would like to see a 4-2, yeah. But
game 5 is a buzzer beater.
Game 5 is a buzzer beater by Jokic.
By Jokic. Oh shit. God. Okay, all right.
Sorry. Scratch that.
Oh, my
God. Buzzer beater 3.
He's changing the script every time I change the script.
I sold it right here.
Scratch that. Jamal Murray.
Okay.
Jamal Murray.
Who else?
That's not happening. I can see MPJ hitting a fucking game winner before I see Murray hit one. I ain't gonna lie.
Maybe. Really? Murray's like kind of like that though.
So
I don't think he's a buzzer beater kind of guy.
Very interesting.
Miami tie 2-2. Game winning buzzer beater by Jamal Murray. 3-2. 4-2. Nuggets blowout.
Wow.
All right. What's your prediction? We said Nuggets in 5. Me and Hunter said Nuggets in 5, right?
No, I didn't.
You said 7. You changed it. You changed
game
it now.
7. Yeah, I did.
He said Nuggets in 6. I said 5.
Can't say 4.
I'm about to say 76.
Can't say 4 or 7.
You could say 7 if you want.
I don't think it's going to go to 7. Probably like... I think he'll
get... If it goes to 7, I don't know what the final I'm going to do.
I think they'll get a water.
If it goes to 7, I'll buy fucking Jokic and Butler jersey. If it goes to 7. There's no way that's happening.
Buy me a Butler jersey?
I'll buy all of us fucking Jokic jerseys if they
hear
get
that?
7, bro.
Oh, you shit.
You that?
Y'all see the new jersey?
There's no
about
way.
About to be all of us.
There's no way it goes to 7, bro.
Fucking team jersey.
Oh, shit.
I forget. I don't even know. But no, that's not happening. That's how confident I am.
I'll say 6 because I think Heat have... They've proved that they can win against good teams because their coaching is fucking...
Amazing.
And their hard work and ethic is really good. They hustle, they grind.
The power of friendship.
The power of friendship. You could do anything as long as you do it together. You know, that's...
They're going to try their hardest and they get beaten 6.
They'll beat in 6. It'll unfold. Next season, maybe they'll win finals. It's all about more pieces.
Nah.
Alright. So
anything else?
Jimmy needs to go on a fishing trip. Have some espresso.
Yeah, Jimmy and PG need to link up, go fishing.
His cowboy hat.
That's bullying. I got a few other topics if you want to dabble into.
Let's transition. Let's segue into.
I'll leave that for the end. I'll leave that for big, big juicy surprise at the end.
Surprises.
The next topic is few
from Dallas.
Although the season is not over, but we got a few trade rumors and big key players that are about to move.
Rumors swirling.
Have AD my move?
Suns look good.
I don't know where Kyrie's going. This guy is fiending for Houston or the Suns.
Phoenix.
Fuck Houston. We don't need Houston.
Please, God, don't bring it to the Suns.
We need a facilitator at the Suns. KD need somebody. Come on. CP3. Come on.
No, that would be nice. I ain't gonna lie. Harden, Durant, and Booker would be nice.
Yeah.
But again, the same problem arises. They're going to have no bench.
Yeah.
And then
no depth.
when one of the starting five gets hurt, what's going to happen again? It's going to fall apart.
Same thing.
We know Harden pulls up,
if Harden pulls up and takes... Not the fucking Sixers pay cut. He needs to take another pay cut. Like cut that in half.
I think all the stars should work together and they should all pull their money together and finance it to the team so the team can use that as
if Harden takes like a very, very small contract, then the Suns have a chance.
I just don't think that Booker is a nice... I mean, Harden is a nice fit with Durant or Booker.
I think he is.
Because I feel like all three. They're shooters, right? So if Harden, you know, shoots more, what's Booker doing?
But he doesn't shoot.
What the fuck has he shown you the past three years to say that next year he'll go on a team and become a crazy shooter?
To answer that, you said.
Sorry,
what
that was my inner. Yeah.
Every year, the past 4 years, Harden's scoring average has declined. Yeah. Every year, it's gone down, and his assists have gone up.
His attempts have gone down drastically.
What the fuck did I say?
Average makes it seem that he's taking less shots, or he's making less shots.
He is making less shots.
Because he's taking less shots.
What?
But go ahead, proceed.
Is his scoring average not going down every year?
It is.
All right, shut up. All right, so.
But he's a volume shooter, and he doesn't shoot volume anymore.
At this
anymore.
Point in his career, he's an assist first kind of guy.
Agreed.
So I think he would fit with them, but again, same thing. They need a bench.
Yeah.
You can't win in this league. You can't win a ring without a bench. We're seeing that this year. The Heat have a good bench, but the Nuggets seem to have a better bench.
What we saw from him in the playoffs with him passing PJ Tucker in the corner to take a three. Instead of that, at least he'll have Kevin Durant or Booker to give to.
Okogie or some bullshit.
Or even Okogie? No.
And
Okogie's better than Harden, bro.
If what's his name doesn't leave, what's his name?
No, hold on.
Say that again.
Say that looking into the camera. So
Okogie is a better defender than Harden.
Defender. See, he changed it up. Y'all heard that.
He's a better defender.
Also, what's the name of the center? I forgot.
Aiden.
Yeah, if he doesn't leave, he would definitely have to leave.
He might leave. Yeah, he might leave.
But Frank Vogel said he want to turn him into an all-star player again.
Frank Vogel is a. What do you guys think about that signing?
It's good. He's a good defensive coach, and that's what they need.
I think he got a bad rep from the Lakers because the Lakers were...
They just fired him after winning a championship.
They won a ring.
Like, yeah, like what do you want?
You know, they fired him because he couldn't figure out Westbrook. Did Darvin Ham figure out Westbrook?
Imagine.
Not many people can
figure out. What coach in the league has figured out how to use Westbrook to win a ring?
Scott Brooks.
To win a ring?
And that boy on Chicago.
To win a ring.
That was a trick question. Almost. He hasn't...
Get to the finals.
I'm saying,
beat Kobe.
They fired Vogel because he's a little... He's not as confrontational as other coaches can be. Get in your face and .
But he's a great defensive coach.
No, he's a good coach. Yeah, defensive first. We saw how good the Lakers defense was in the bubble and after that. They were good on defense. It was just everything else. So I think the Suns have offense figured out. Yeah. They have Durant and Booker.
And whoever they
pick up is going to be a good offensive piece. But if Ayton stays,
that'd be a crazy team.
I think Vogel will teach him a lot of things about position-wise and how to be a little more gritty and stuff. I think Vogel's a good hire for sure. I don't think he's a good hire if Harden comes. Because Harden don't play defense.
He doesn't need to.
Harden does not play defense.
I don't think he does.
He's gotten better. Now that he's taking less shots, he has to do something else. His defense is much better.
Average
is better than bad.
For his size,
he was before.
Pretty average.
Average is better than bad, which he was before.
He's 6'5".
He's still better than he was
before. This is
unfortunate. He might be average.
I don't think he is.
It's okay, brother.
It's not okay. Nothing about this is okay.
It's okay.
We should have had a ring the first two years in Brooklyn.
Here we go.
Speaking of the Suns and players to be waivered, Chris Paul and his... Never mind. I'm not going to mention family because, wife and kids.
Somebody said...
It's looking like a move to the Lakers.
Yeah, that'd be...
Would that be good?
Terrible. I ain't
going to lie. I don't see it. A lot of people were saying this is a good move for the Lakers.
If Chris Paul was 3 years younger, this would be an amazing move.
Yes.
But the fact that he's the same age as LeBron...
Yeah.
And he's going to be even...
We've seen LeBron slowing down.
He's going to be even slower next season than he was this season. It's not like he had a bad season, but he always somehow manages to get hurt at the worst time ever.
Yeah.
They were doing fine.
Always in the playoffs.
They were doing fine this year. They were okay against the Nuggets. It's not like they were getting blown out, right? All close games. Gets hurt. And then they lose. And then you go back to when CP3 and Harden were on the same team. They were one game away from beating the all-time Warriors and making it to the finals. CP3 hurt. Gone again.
I don't think...
back to the Clippers. CP3 hurt again. I think he's just... He might be cursed, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Every time when you need him, he's not there.
I don't think... It's gonna be as like the situation with Westbrook in Lakers. I don't think it's gonna be as good as it was with Westbrook, and that's even less worse.
You think it's gonna be worse than that?
I think it's gonna be bad, dude. I think he's old.
I think it could be good, but the thing is, it's not sustainable.
CP over
LeBron
D-Lo? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it would be.
But D'Lo, D'Lo did.
I think like as of right now, even if CP doesn't go, I think the Lakers are like pretty much out on D'Lo.
Yeah, but unless, what did he do?
Unless they find a better.
He's demanding $100 million again. Just saying,
okay. I would not pay D'Lo
$100 million,
bro.
US dollars.
At this point of his career, he is what he is.
Conte got $100 million for 1 year.
I don't think.
Okay. What the fuck would you give it to?
We're talking about Saudi, Saudi money, bro. That's different. Yeah. That's not even.
And it was still only $100 million for Conte. Conte is really good.
It don't even make sense. Okay, but. What was I saying?
100 million, man. Put that in perspective.
Oh,
D'Lo's so bad.
It doesn't work.
D'Lo. Oh, yeah. I was like, D'Lo at this point of his career, like, he's not getting any better. Mm. Yeah. Like, he is what he is. Like, he's a good player. He can have his moments. He can go off on offense. We've seen that before. We saw it in the run. But the biggest spots, like, are you going to trust D'Lo to make that shot when the lights are the brightest?
No.
I'm not going to trust him.
Would you trust CP then?
No.
If it was a wide open three and it was D'Lo or CP3, I'll probably pick CP3 just because he's a little more experienced. Like he was shooting good.
He did have.
Tell me when in these playoffs because KD was getting a lot of attention. Booker. Yeah. CP3 had a lot of open threes. Remember this season, they knocked in the Clippers.
This season and
tell me he didn't make big shots.
I remember during the regular season he had that game where he made like I don't know 18 mid range shots.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about regular season. I'm talking about playoffs. But I know what you mean.
He's a good shooter.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
better than D'Lo, I'd say, but. For the Lakers, I don't know if that would be a good move. And at this point, there's also a possibility that
too old, bro.
That AD is asking for an extension or he might leave. So do you give AD also $100 million?
I think over...
Or do you give up AD?
I think the Lakers are in a tough-ass spot, bro.
Yeah, or do you give up AD?
I think LeBron's going to leave soon, too. Because...
What? LeBron in Dallas?
Hey, Dallas, LeBron here we go. Here
we go. Here we go.
You saw a report.
He said, "I'm gonna think about it."
Kyrie is
You know what you?
He's officially recruiting for the Mavericks.
Think about it. What was the last time you said, "I'm gonna think about it"?
You know Mark Stein?
Yeah.
Every time.
He's a very, very, well-known reporter. You know, not a lot of good credibility. He said, "Kyrie's out there recruiting other players in the Mavs." You know, so that's what a real player does. He doesn't just.
Again, Dylan Brooks.
Every player.
I'll take Dylan Brooks. I ain't gonna lie. I'll take Dylan Brooks in the Mavs, bro. He'd pull up and he'd be automatically the best defender of the Mavs, which is disgusting.
But LeBron,
I'm taking LeBron to
Dallas.
Yeah.
Is that really?
You don't think it's gonna happen? Yeah, it's not gonna happen either. We'll be lit though.
Okay. unless AD actually leaves and they can't pay him and he actually wants that money and he leaves, I think that's when LeBron leaves. Because who's he left with?
No, AD leaves. They trade for Kyrie.
Because LeBron's gonna go somewhere. He's gonna build a team.
I don't think the Lakers want to pay. Lakers don't want to pay anybody the max. Yeah. Like, they don't want to pay D'Lo the max. They don't want to pay. Kyrie, the max.
Extension.
They're in a tough spot because, like, the owner and the GM are basically like, are we going to take over our organization again and, like, make the decisions we want to, or are we going to let LeBron dictate it for the last 2 years of his career? If they get CP3, then it basically means that LeBron still has a lot of pull in the Lakers, which he probably, like, should.
Come on.
But, like, he's 38, so, like, at what point do you be like, all right, LeBron, you've had your choices these past 2 years. We got Westbrook. We signed D'Lo, and we got swept. You know, that was kind of our ceiling. So let us take back over and make the decisions, right? Like, I don't think they're gonna go for CP3.
If they do something like that, I think LeBron would leave because he needs.
Bro, why would he leave? His Bronny is literally starting school, and that's literally down the street from Staples Center.
Yeah.
Okay, LeBron came to LA for like business reasons more than NBA reasons. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, he won a ring, so it helped his NBA stuff too. But he came to LA for like his business side.
That's true.
I wouldn't see him leaving unless like the Lakers just randomly just blow up the roster. Yeah. Like,
unless AD
which
leaves.
I don't see happening.
If AD leaves, then I think LeBron's gone.
I don't know. We're in for a crazy offseason again. Yeah. Like last offseason was crazy. The trade deadline was crazy. We're in for another offseason after this. After this beautiful series is over, Heat Nuggets series. But we're in for a good few months right here.
One last player I want to mention is
Dame time.
Not going to Boston.
You know, like, just say you don't like Boston, man.
You know, I don't think he's a good fit in Boston either. But you know, one team where he could go to and they'd be the best team in the East.
Say Dallas.
No, and best team in the East. Dame goes to it.
Not the Wizards.
The Heat.
Actually.
You ship out Caleb Martin. You ship out Tyler Hero. You ship out a few picks.
Yep.
Dame, Bam, and Jimmy.
Yeah.
I think you ship out Kyle Lowry.
That would be a good
ship out anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
Name anybody you fucking anybody. Want. Ship them out. Jimmy give them two, Bam. Three picks. Dame, Jimmy, and Bam is the best team in the East automatically. Actually. Automatically the best team in the East. because Jimmy gets a lot of pressure off of him.
Yeah,
he can go more inside because they're gonna be outside on Dame. Mm-hmm. He's never had that kind of help from any teammates, so he'll have way less double teams on him.
Ty McCollum.
Bam is already a good player. Bam's gonna do what Bam's gonna do.
Yeah,
bro.
Give him a good bench.
Eric Spoelstra with Dame, Bam, and Jimmy. And if Harden leaves the Sixers, then the Sixers are kind of like a write-off.
That's also a good option.
They're going to retool their roster because a lot of their roster, they're not keeping. You're talking about for Dame? No, I'm talking about like if Dame goes to the Heat.
Okay.
There's not going to be that many teams that could even compete with the Heat if they got Dame. That's what I'm saying.
Celtics, I think.
They got this far with these random-ass role players. Imagine what they're going to do with some of these randoms and then Dame on top of that. It's fucked.
He'd have a really good development system.
Heat.
They really care about their young players, and rather than trading for a better team, they build a better team.
But I mean, we saw them pick up LeBron and Bosch before, so I mean, I could definitely see them just picking up Dame. I don't see where else he could go in and automatically be a contender. Like Boston just doesn't make sense. I can't see Dame.
He said Miami or fucking the Nets.
For some reason. I don't know.
Mikal Bridges
is a boy.
Dame and Mikal Bridges is not winning a championship.
That's weird, man.
No, he's just trying to waste more time.
Bridges is a good ass player.
He is not.
It'd be like a McCollum.
He's a better McCollum. He's like a very very poor man's like KD. Like Mikal Bridges is like.
A very, very poor man's
case. I don't even know
what
the ceiling would be. It'd be like the second round. It's like the Blazers would be. So if he makes a move, he needs to make a move to a place where it's like he's going to be in title contention.
Lakers?
No.
Ain't no way. They can't afford that.
No. Yeah.
Get rid of D-Lo.
Not affording that at all.
Get rid of fucking...
Oh, AD too?
They could afford AD, LeBron, and Dame.
Not if AD is going to ask for more money.
Bro, you know how much money LeBron and AD make, bro?
Yeah.
They're making max money. How are you going to add a third AD max player more. In there? Yeah, AD wants way for doing nothing. Like
literally.
For playing like half the season. Like, I don't know. But yeah, Dame, I hope he leaves Portland. I ain't going to lie.
You should do that quiet thing.
Portland just sucks, bro.
Go to Lakers for a year, get him a ring, and then dip like Kawhi dip for the Raptors.
It's not that easy. The Raptors had a championship roster. Yeah, they just needed the star. Team, yeah. Lakers,
not so much.
I don't know, like a guaranteed championship roster.
And LeBron. And LeBron's getting old.
LeBron's like going to be like 38, 39 next year. Damn. Which is crazy. Yeah. And he's still going to be good, which is crazy.
I think it was Haslam, right? He's the oldest player to play in the playoff or the finals.
Haslam?
Yeah, he played like a 26 seconds.
How old is he? Like 40?
I think so. He's like 40 something.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Broke his body off a lob. He just crumbled, bro. Fell.
That's one of the funniest highlights ever. He threw a lob to him like he was fucking 25. Fell down. But
I think that's the biggest name. 43.
Yeah, 4 years older than LeBron. Crazy. Bro, 43 is wild, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
It's pushing Tom Brady age, but yeah, he's not even playing. I think that's all the big names, right?
It's his birthday.
Right now,
yeah, it's still
birthday today.
Happy birthday, Haslam.
He just turned 43.
They're about to win. He about to win tonight for Haslam.
Yes, sir.
Fuck.
It's a script.
I told you it's a script, bro. It's a script. It's his plan.
Damn, yo, his birthday on game 4 of the finals
In Miami.
In Miami,
that's crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
They about
it's
to go
planned,
out,
bro. I'm telling
black
you,
blackout after the game.
His birthday was supposed
to be in the game.
If y'all win in the fucking game 4 finals, and it's my birthday, bro, I'm. My body getting lifted.
Going crazy, yeah. Going crazy.
Okay, yeah. It's going to be live.
Guys, follow the script now that I just made?
Yeah.
It's crazy. any other topics
you got to bring Haslam, up? Haslam, buzzer beater to win the game for Heat.
You going to bring it up?
Our last topic for the day, guns and buns.
Very juicy. It's a very juicy.
I need a better introduction. As we've seen the NBA grow, we've seen the takeover of young players.
BBLs grow? Like, what did you about to
say? Let me speak.
Let me talk.
As the NBA grows, we see a uplift in young players. But having these players join a league at such unmature age, such a delicate time in their life, what is to stop them from going onto the wrong path. Players as Ja Wick.
Ja Wick, Wick, Wick.
Zion Williamson.
Williamson, Williamson.
I will not name the other ones because they are either in jail or... Mikhail.
That's funny.
Miles Bridges.
I don't even know where to begin.
Let's start with guns.
Let's start with guns.
Let's start with guns. Because toy guns, apparently. Toy guns.
Y'all think it was a toy gun first?
Every time we bring up this conversation, this makes me like, what is going on, bro?
It's a toy gun, bro.
This bro has like $200 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want it. Yeah. I don't think he wants it.
What's going through your mind?
You're trying to be a second player to make it out the NBA.
What's going through his mind is what I want to know. Why is he on two separate events?
NBA young boy going through
two separate events, caught on camera, holding a gun. It's
Memphis, bro.
And inside of a car as well. And then randomly thinks saying it was a toy gun is going to help the situation. Because if you go anywhere and you have a toy gun and you show it to somebody and they have a real gun, then they're going to shoot you.
You're going to die.
A toy gun is not going to do anything to you.
Please don't try this at home.
And then trying to flaunt a toy gun in a video is even worse.
on live.
He has now unfollowed the friend who recorded that video.
If it was real, it was even worse. And if it's
not his fault.
If it's not real, it
might be worse.
It's probably still as bad. Yeah. Like, there was no way to save him. I think all he needed to do was just stay silent, come out, apologize again, and then literally never do it again.
Not with the AI apology.
Bro. Like,
national apology.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
It's almost as bad as a Travis Scott apology. Oh, man.
Travis Scott apology. That was a pretty bad apology. Yeah.
Take it as shit.
Man, I didn't mean to pull out that gun.
I remember that. Apparently,
somebody handed to him from the bag. Hey, why would you hand somebody a toy gun that they're already in trouble? And then why would you just flash it? If you listen to music, just listen to music, bro. It ain't on this.
Fucking
ain't necessary.
Why are you gonna be on IG Live all the time?
It wasn't him. It was his friend.
Yes,
and he fucking.
Bro, why did he be? That's true. He was looking into the camera like the whole time.
You can see he was on live. Like, just don't pull it out.
He could have been like, "Yo, just can you just like not like?"
Yeah.
But he likes that. Yes, that.
He's on live 24/7. Like he's on IG live like most of the time.
So like apparently, like you know how Adam Silver said, we've come across like more information, but we'll release like the details on his punishment after the finals. Mm-hmm. You don't want to take away from the you know the finals and all that.
Yeah.
People are saying he might get suspended for like half the season or the whole season. Mm-hmm. 40 games. I don't think that's deserved at all. Realistically, what did he do that's like egregiously breaking the law?
I think if it was
not much, because how have players done worse than that and they didn't even get suspended the whole season or half the season?
I think
half the season is still very harsh
for it to be that severe. I think he would have to bring it on like the team because, like a plane, like something like that with
and,
the other
and
team
have
members.
And have something happen with somebody else.
Not even have something happen, like if they saw it like on let's say IG Live while he was on the like playing with a team or any institution of the NBA or anything like that, I think that's when it should be very severe. But I mean, you're part of this institution where it's like you can't promote this kind of stuff because there's a lot of kids watching.
It is like second offense.
I understand, but I'm saying when like Gilbert Arenas literally brought a gun into the locker room, right? Like into the locker room, right?
Yeah.
And like other teammates like saw it, right? And he didn't even get suspended the whole season, I think.
Yeah, see, that's different.
So that how is Ja Morant going to get half? I don't think his punishment should be that severe.
I think the only reason they're looking at it that way is because, like, nowadays, gun stuff is, you know going on. Like,
I agree.
It's more focused on it.
So they're just trying to set an example, if we punish him harshly, no one else would do it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, it's true. But, I mean, I don't think he deserves even 40 games. I think that's too much, bro.
It's unfair for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I think it's a bit too much, too.
All he's done is, like, stupidly, shown a gun, like, a couple times on IG Live and flaunt it, right? That's about it. All the other incidents that we haven't really heard about.
The
teenager incident and then the one at the mall with his mom and in the finish line and, like, the one with the laser, apparently.
The
like,
laser was pointed at other teams.
All that information comes out, because like, that's what Silver was talking about. Like we've uncovered more information. Yeah. Once that all comes out, then we can talk about fully it and reassess. It, but as of right now, if like that's just not that serious, and they're talking mostly about like flaunting the gun,
mm-hmm.
half the season is too much.
Yeah. It's unfair for the.
I think it'll be like 20 games. I think 20 games is not bad.
Yeah.
Mm. Moving forward into the troubles of this poorly led youth and lack of direction that they have.
Yeah, you could say that.
We will go to Mr. Zion Williamson.
Hey, all I know, there's no suspensions on hitting up.
I ain't gonna lie, we've seen pretty bad things in the league with like baby moms and stuff like that. We saw Paul George knock up a stripper when he was dating Doc Rivers'
daughter.
So and then also marry that stripper after that. So, well, Zion, I'm not that mad at you, but you definitely just took some L's. I ain't gonna lie.
He said he
had the worst.
I saw he
was like, Zion had the worst 48-hour run of all time. Like, 48 hours. He wanted information.
Fire, bro.
The amount of information that came out is fucked.
The dump is still going.
Imagine just sitting on the couch, just like on his phone, and then all the stories are coming out.
I haven't seen where the blank face is like. He hasn't replied to a single thing. He hasn't said one thing publicly. Like, he's just getting flamed left and right. The day, like, the Messi news dropped, like, the Inter Miami Messi news, like, he was trending, like, super high on Twitter. Yeah. And Zion was above Messi for, like, a good portion of that day. That's what, you know how crazy that is?
That shit was funny.
Zion was getting more tweets about him in the U.S. for, like, more than Messi, bro.
He has three girls now?
Three confirmed. It could be more.
Too, like, respectfully, how can we make this arrangement work,
bro? That's what happens when you don't play a lot of games.
Yeah.
Got too much time to fuck around off the court. Like,
yeah, facts,
that's why LeBron never had this shit. LeBron was always playing games. Yeah. He never had time.
Always
to do all
busy.
This.
Yeah.
Fucking KD never had time. KD was always
look at Shai Gilgeous, bro. Look
Gilgeous.
Look at that.
Gilgeous.
Glizzy.
Shai Glizzy.
Look at Shai Glizzy, bro.
Yeah.
Focus, man. In his diet, eating right.
Look at
not man's God.
Look at Giannis.
God's man.
Look at Jokic. Look
yeah, bro.
Focus, man. Jokic don't even got Instagram, bro.
He worried about his horses and the fucking NBA.
Jokic don't give a shit, bro. Like,
nothing else in the middle.
The marriage ring stays on him, bro. That's what Zion needs.
That's actually wild. Yeah.
See LeBron, Shorty's come up to him, he's like, nope. That way,
you saw a video of LeBron walking on the wrong escalator on purpose.
Yeah, that's crazy. His hand pulls out his phone, starts running down the escalator.
I can't even like that shit is insane, bro.
Dedication to the game, not to food and
everybody want to be.
I still love Zion. I ain't gonna lie. I still love Zion.
I do, but bro, get right. Like, at least ball on the court.
Yeah,
get to the playoffs, then do all that crazy shit.
What the hell you doing, Zion? You didn't get your shit in line. Yeah. All right, stop letting these. Fucking dictate you, bro. Like, you were $200 million man,
bro. Right?
They dictate
you. You are the prize, bro. Don't let these.
They money, brother.
It would fucking up.
It wouldn't even matter, bro. You can have like 11 baby mamas. Just make it to the playoffs, bro. Then it wouldn't matter.
At least
bro.
Play like 70 games. Yeah.
Will Chamberlain want, had 100 points and 100 women
100
same night.
100 kids, bro.
He probably did. Will Chamberlain was going through him, bro. Hey. If you look up the story, Will Chamberlain
was going through him. Modern day fucking Genghis Khan.
Yes, he was. No, he was.
All
right. You didn't know that? Look at Will Chamberlain. Look at Will Chamberlain.
I look at the legacy on the basketball court now.
This is the type of basketball history you won't get on ESPN.
Not at all.
That's why hit the. What is it like?
Subscribe.
Every button.
What is Stephen A. Smith going to call him if he called Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy Porn Star?
Yo.
That's what he called him. That's what he called him.
On ESPN.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going to call Zion. He's going to call him some crazy shit.
Oh, my God.
Zion, buddy.
Zion BBL Williamson. Call some crazy shit. I don't know.
Zion got in shape, but now he's fat again.
I don't know what to say.
Not really, bro.
Have you seen that commercial?
He's a little bit more in shape, but yeah, he's still.
I don't know what them women feeding him.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
The way he was knocked out in that one Instagram picture,
disgusting.
You know he was eating good.
How you know you about to have a baby with another girl, but you sleep in this piece?
Is crazy because the first one came out. Literally, the first tweet came out like Zion and his girlfriend like are having a kid. Like, like that's cool.
That
like
shit came crashing down so quick.
One came out and started flaming him, and then like a day later, another one came out and started flaming him. It's just like, like
that's crazy.
They didn't even know that he was seeing other chicks. They all found out like online, which is hilarious, bro. Like, I don't know, Zion is fucking crazy.
Hey, bro, wish him all the good luck.
I do wish him luck though.
at least not get suspended. Do that, bro.
Yeah,
do that.
It could be worse. He could be fucking around with guns or fucking drugs or some shit. At least it's just
job
with women.
Pull out
different.
Pull out a go on IG Live instead of a gun, bro. Do something. Pull out OnlyFans, girl. Like, instead
who did of a gun. That? Look at Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray.
Yeah, look at Jamal Murray. Jamal
Murray had his incident. Okay, but now he's living up to it. Now he's scoring 30 points. Yo, in the finals.
That happened that during their finals run, right? Yeah. The bubble run.
Yeah. Hey, the bubble do a lot to you, bro.
Yeah, it does.
He won a ring next after the year after that.
2 years after that.
2 years? Who won after the bubble?
Talking about Murray?
Murray won the ring?
Murray's never won a ring. What are you talking about?
Come on, brother.
Jamal Murray?
Jamal?
I'm tripping. No. What was your thought process there? I want you to...
Jamal Murray didn't win a ring?
No, where? Bro. Where did he win a ring?
Nuggets have never won.
He made it to the finals, but he lost to the Lakers.
Jamal Murray?
He made it to the finals, didn't he?
What are y'all talking about?
No. That was a
conference finals.
Conference finals. Yeah, conference and they lost.
That's what it is.
Guys, I don't know why
that was a good series.
What the fuck are you talking about? Is it Jamal Murray never won a ring?
Yeah, I know he didn't win a ring.
How the fuck did I not know that? Hold on.
You didn't know that?
Nah, that's the extreme casual take.
I think it was they were on a bus somewhere and like it was like a celebration.
You're very
bus.
Lucky if I don't make a video out of this. You'd be very lucky. You'd be like, extreme casual take.
I'm going to be a BBL guy.
Jamal Murray.
I don't know why I'm tripping. I thought they won.
They made it to the conference against the Warriors and they lost.
That's what it was.
I'm pretty sure. I think it was the Warriors, yeah.
May God guide all these young, youthful, good players in the face of the NBA into doing something better and staying away from that and the devil's thoughts and the guns and violence and focus.
Be fucking like, go to the gym because an idle mind is a devil's playground.
Exactly. Okay? What he said. I don't know what the fuck
keep
that means.
Keep your mind fucking focused.
Yeah. Go get advice from LeBron, bro.
Go to LeBron James, be like, daddy, please help.
All right. Not that.
You could do that. could do that.
Not that.
No, I'd be like, I got you.
Guidance.
I got you. Son.
Yeah, okay. All right. I think that's a good point to
end it on.
I'll wrap it up right here.
Guidance. Wrap it before we get a fucking charge.
Guidance all I ask for these guys.
Fucking before we have an incident. Let's just go ahead and wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find us on all social media platforms. Make sure you subscribe. Just look up Check the Staff 5 anywhere you like, and we'll be there. Ronaldo won't be there.
You'll be there.
I am Hamza, along with Dodge.
Deuce Harry,
aka Kyrie Irving, and T Rain.
Peace. May God.